What's up, Podcast Land? My name is Phil, and you are here with The Smoky Shelter Presents Books and Stuff. Okay, what's up, guys? Welcome back. We're here with another Books and Stuff for ya. So tonight, I'm discussing the Old Man Logan story. Now, this story actually inspired the recent movie Logan, which we did discuss not too long ago, along, of course, with the early X-Men movies. Y'all go back and check that out at smokyshelter.com. But tonight, I'm discussing that actual comic. And I'm going to tell you what, I had definitely enjoyed reading it. I definitely, you know, seen more of the dramatic side in the movie Logan, but I really enjoyed the story better in Old Man Logan, the comic series. It was, so in my opinion, I am as high as a rating as I gave Logan. Just a tad little bit higher. And some of what I want to discuss tonight is the differences between the book and the movie, along, of course, with giving you a little insight on the actual comic. It's definitely a different feel. I mean, you can see where they got some of it. Now, right out the gate, let's talk about the fact that this is an alternate universe. So this is not Earth, I think it's Earth 616 in the comic, which is our Earth. Comic guys, don't come down on me for that, because I may be off on the number, but I'm pretty sure, I'm thinking it's Earth 616. Yet this one's like Earth 8703524 or some shit, you know. It's completely different universe. Guess all the parallel universes are somewhat same, you know, but it's a multiverse. So this comic begins 50 years after the Manchester incident, which there is in this book, but when we finally do find out what it is, it's a completely different story. In the movie, of course, spoiler, if you haven't seen the movie, definitely don't just jump into this episode. Go watch the movie first, because I will be spoiling the movie along with the book. We are not spoiler free. So in the movie, it was Professor X who went mentally crazy and killed all the X-Men. In the comic, it's all the supervillains. All the supervillains work together. I think they say in the comic there's 10 supervillains for every superhero. All they need was to be organized. And they completely took over the United States. And it's been broke down into ownership. Let's see. Abomination got California. Magneto got the Utah, Nevada, Las Vegas area. Most of the middle was empty wastelands. And then when you got over towards Illinois and more into the Chicago, Michigan, Detroit, all that area, you got into Doom. You got into Dr. Doom's area. So, since that happened, it's been going on 50 years. Abomination was defeated and his place was taken by Bruce Banner, the Incredible Hulk, who has, with the radiation over the years, has made him go insane crazy. He bred with his cousin She-Hulk to have all these little green Hulk inbreds, who are like all hillbilly, and I mean, they just like eat people and shit. But they're the landlords. They come around wanting money, and we'll get into that in just a minute with Wolverine or Logan. But then Magneto is killed and taken over by Kingpin. And then, of course, Doom still runs his shit. So, that's basically the map. So, the story starts with Logan, Old Man Logan. He's got two young kids. He's got a young boy, probably mid-teens, I'd say maybe 15, 14, 15 years old. And his name's Scotty, and then he's got a little girl named Jade, who is probably, I'd say, 7, 8, maybe 9, somewhere around that age. Then, of course, his wife. They sit around the dinner table, and the wife says, "This lady at the market will buy the Xbox for $38 or something like that." Pretty sure that was right. And Logan says, "We're not selling the kids toys." I was like, "Well, we got to have something for the Hulk gang." The Hulk gang is who comes around to collect rent. The Hulk gang is apprised of Hulk's hillbilly grandchildren. Keep up, folks. It gets a little weirder. They come around. Logan didn't have to rent. So, they beat the shit out of him. Now, let me mention this, guys. Old man Logan is a pacifist. He will not, he has said, he will not raise his hand to harm any soul ever again. He ain't popped his claws in 50 years. This man is just trying to live low-key and do his thing. As villains are taking over the world. So, the Hulk grandkids say, "Double next month, or you're all dead." They leave. Logan's like, "They got to figure out how to come up with double now." Well, an old friend pays Logan a visit. This is the character that Charles Xavier took the place of in the movie. But instead of Charles, senile old Charles, it was Hawkeye from the Avengers, and he's blind. Of course, he's an old gray-haired man too, but, you know, he drives his vehicle. I mean, dude's got sharp hearing senses. Once he comes in, he sits down with Logan. He says, I got a deal for you. It's business. It'll make you money. You'll make $500. And with that, you'll be good for a little while on your rent." Wolverine says, "I don't hurt people no more. I don't kill people no more." Hawkeye says, "Hey, that's cool. That's cool. Don't worry about it. All I need you to do is read the map to me. Be my map reader. Help me get to where I'm going. All I want to do is take this shipment to New Babylon. New Babylon, as far as I can tell, seems like a place where, I guess you could say, the criminal scum of the criminal scum go. You know, I mean, it's pretty much Horse City. Of course, Logan immediately thinks drugs, Hawkeye. He don't say yeah, but he don't say no. He's just kind of like, sure, whatever you want to think. Right there, I know there's something more in that case than fucking drugs. But I have to read a little bit further to get to that point. So, anyway, Logan agrees to go. He just ain't gonna hurt or kill nobody. He ain't fighting. Hawkeye says, cool, whatever. They get in the spider buggy, which Hawkeye won 20 years earlier in a card game that he cheated in. He won the spider buggy, which this is a badass little buggy now. I mean, you watch it just drive up and down mountainsides and walls. It can do anything a spider can. They even make that pun in there when they have to climb a wall the side of a building with it. He's like, "How the hell you expect us to do this?" And he's like, "We're in the spider buggy. It can do whatever a spider can." That was pretty funny. So now, they're on the road. And as they get into one, the Las Vegas area, which is run by Kingpin, they run into Ultron. What was it? His name was something Ultron 8. And he was some kind of android or something. And he worked for Hawkeye's baby's mama. Well, I guess it's his ex-wife. He said my third ex-wife. Well, this is Peter Parker's youngest daughter. So, he goes and sees her. She's like, "Our daughter took off. She put on a costume and said she's going to defeat the bad guys with her team." Hawkeye's like, well, what you want me to do about it? Sounds like a good deal. Hopefully it'll happen. She's like, it's your daughter. He's like, well, what do you want me to do about it? She was like, it's in her blood. What do you expect? I mean, her granddad was Spider-Man, and her dad was one of the Avengers. So it's pretty much in her system to do that. So Hawkeye says, don't worry, we'll go get her. Immediately. Wait a minute, bub. The plan was to get you to New Babylon. He's like, yeah, but it's my daughter, man. He's like, no, that's not the plan. I'm not going to get in no fucking fight. I'm not going. I got a wife and kids myself. I don't need to go out there and die. He's like, okay. You ain't got to fight. I'll handle it all myself, and I'll pay you double. So now it's 500's become 1,000. For y'all that wasn't keeping up with the math. So now we're off to the middle of Las Vegas. I think they were on the outskirts. To get the daughter, which they find out Kingpin actually has her and has intentions on executing her, you know, in the morning, first light. So they break in, get her out. She immediately, first chance she gets, she kills Kingpin. And Hawkeye's like, that's awesome. That's wonderful. Hell yeah. Good job, baby doll. She's like, why do you think I did that? You're trying to free all the superheroes. She said, nope. This is my kingdom now. I'm running it. Yep. So, man, it's like, fucking bitch. Fucking spider bitch. That's her name, I'm pretty sure. That's what it needs to be, Spider Bitch. So anyway, they leave there and they haul ass back on their trip, where they encounter Emma Frost and her band of rebels, who aren't really rebels. They just made a deal with the bad guys that, hey, give us this one little area, leave us the fuck alone, and we won't get in your shit. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want to. And apparently an agreement was made there. So they stay with them and, you know, give them room and board or whatever, and then back on the road again. Now keep in mind, Logan's got to get back before the Hulk grandkids come back, because if not, then he's got to be there to pay them double. I think they said this trip was 2 to 3 weeks. He said, I should be back in no later than 3 weeks. Well, you got 4 weeks in a month, again with the math. So they finally get to where they're at, and they meet the guy they're supposed to be meeting. He hands him over the case. He opens it up. The case, it's not drugs. It's 100 doses of super soldier serum. Super soldier serum. Yeah. It's the same shit that made Captain America Captain America. The plan is to take those and make us 100 super soldiers, 100 Captain Americas, to go out and defeat these bad guys. So they got it to him and everything, and now he says, there's one thing I need. Hawkeye says, there's one thing I need. And the guy says, you know what, don't worry. How much you need, we'll pay you. He's like, well, I don't need money. My partner here does. I just want a guarantee. He's like, okay, what do you want us to guarantee? It's like, I want a guaranteed spot in one of those super soldier vaccinations, or, you know, super serums. I want one of those because I want to go kick some fucking ass. And the guy's like, absolutely. Absolutely. No problem with that whatsoever. And then Logan looks back and sees the guy with the machine gun pointed right at him, and he's like, hey, bub. And all of a sudden, that dude just opens fire on Wolverine. And then the guy who just took the case pulls the gun out and shoots Hawkeye. Now, at this point, I feel bad for Hawkeye because he can't regenerate. All right, so we've shot both of them. Now they're both dead. They wrap up the bodies. They take the bodies and the super serum to the president, which is the Washington, New England side of the United States. Now, we learn all kinds of shit tonight. That's geography. Moved on from math to geography. So, all right, so we get over there. and we walk in and Red Skull's wearing Captain America's suit, and there's just encased in glass all around this room. This is a trophy room. He's got Thor's hammer and helmet and Captain America's shield, Iron Man's suit, or pieces of. He's got Doctor Strange's cloak. This is his trophy room. He's actually got the heads of some of his victims. So they come in, they give him the super serum, and he's like, nothing happens around here without the president knowing. So it was all set up from the beginning to get Hawkeye. So he's like, all right, you brought me two bodies for the trophy room. And he's like, yeah. And about that time, Logan comes busting out of that damn bag they had him in, or wrapped up in. And he pops his claws, and he just starts killing every fucking body, including Red Skull. He cuts Red Skull's head off. But then more people start coming in, and he kills all of them. But now he's got to get back to his home quick. So he puts on Iron Man's suit and he jet rockets there as far as he can. He's like 500 miles left and it's going energy low. And he's like, keep going. And he pushed it and it was like, all right, we're fitting crash. As he's going down, he's like, keep going. Anyway, he hits the ground. He finally makes it back to his house to find out that Hulk's gang come back early because they were bored. That's what the guy said. They're early. It's because they were bored. They come in and killed the wife and the kids. So now we got one pissed off Wolverine daddy. So he goes to Hulk's lair and starts picking off the grandkids one by one, just killing them gruesomely. All the way down till he gets to Bruce Banner himself. In the cave where they go, it's him and his daughter, lover, sister, no telling what the fuck they are, because they're all inbred. She immediately runs to kill Wolverine. Wolverine cuts her head off, and then it's just Bruce. Now all of these bitches are green. Even the baby, there's a baby, little Bruce Banner Jr. sitting in a playpen. They're all green. Bruce Banner's not green. He looks like a normal person. Except old. They have a little powwow. Banner tells him, says, I did all this purposely because I was bored. I wanted to fight the Wolverine again. And he was like, the only way I could get you to do that was by killing your family. And so they get in this massive fight, and Wolverine just cuts him the fuck up, kills him. But of course, Green Beast ain't gonna let that happen. So, bam, he turns into the Hulk and he starts beating the shit out of Logan. Well, when it's all said and done, one grandson who wasn't there when the fight happened come running up and was like, "What the hell happened, Poppy?" They call him Poppy Hulk, Poppy Banner, I don't remember, something Poppy. He was like, what the hell happened? And Poppy's sitting there, Hulk sitting there with a big old gut, and he was like, no problem now. So he's like, I fought the Wolverine, I killed him, and then I ate him. And he's like, yeah, but isn't he regenerative? And about that time, he's like, oh, I feel fine. And then he rolls over, and he's like, oh, my God, I got a big cramp. And out of nowhere, Wolverine just busts out of his gut, rips him to pieces, and then kills the grandson. We get back to town. He has a proper burial funeral for his kids. And he gets on a horse and says, I'm going to take care of these villains. And the first person on my team, ironically, is going to be Bruce Banner's son. And he opens up the knapsack, and that little baby Hulk's in there. And the two of them ride off to start a team that's going to take the villains down. Yeah, man, that was a pretty intense book, though. I did. I liked it. It's definitely one I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy the hard copy of it, and it's going in my collection. I'm actually interested, too, because they started a comic series that is about old man Logan, and he goes back in time in a different universe, but he don't know he's in a different universe, tries to fix shit, and he finds out he's in a different universe. He's actually in our universe. Anyway, it's a whole big story, but it's a storyline that puts old man Logan and young man Logan in there at the same time. But it's not going to time lapse because it's a different multiverse. Weird shit, man. Comic books, I'll tell you. But I enjoyed it. It's going in my collection. And there's also a cool thing about how they go back, him and a few other people, including... And I thought, man, I think this is like 20 more years down the road or some shit. Call themselves the Fantastic Force. I may have to check in on that. But yeah, I'm gonna look up this because they're starting to build a world around Old Man Logan. Like, he's a different character than Wolverine. He's not Wolverine. He's Old Man Logan. So I'm definitely going to follow up on that. And I may possibly do some more books and stuff on him. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Got a lot of shit going on this year with the podcast, so check out our movies, you know, at smokeshelter.com, all our movie reviews, our books and stuff. If you have any feedback, give it to us. We're always up. We're always listening. Just send us an email at smokeshelter@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on patreon.com. We're on Podomatic, Pocket Cast, iTunes, 5-star rating review, man. Hook us up. All right, guys. Well, I think I'm pretty much done with this episode. So I'm going to get out of here. Go read a book.